Hi, it's Mark, and you're going to dig this. You've been hearing me mention WarfighterTobacco.com on air. See, Warfighter Tobacco Company is dedicated to warfighters, America, and cigars. And now they're here on Armed American Radio, dedicated to you, 100% veteran-owned. Warfighting is tough work, and throughout history, at the end of the mission, when a member goes down or it's time to celebrate victory, the warfighter has done so with a great cigar in hand. It's in that spirit that Warfighter Tobacco Company was born. Premium, and I mean premium, long filler, handmade Nicaraguan and Dominican cigars, the finest made, along with accessories including cutters and Pelican case humidors, lighters, apparel, premium coffee, and much, much more. For a limited time, Warfighter Tobacco is giving Armed American Radio listeners 10% off with the promo code AAR on checkout. These vets support us. We support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. Visit WarfighterTobacco.com. Grab a few cigars and accessories. Enter promo code AAR for an additional 10% off and unleash the warfighter in you.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, the Monster Cast begins right now. How the heck are you? Good heavens, what a program I've got lined up for you today. But before we get started, some new stations, some new affiliates. Those of you listening out in the Las Vegas area, Henderson, Nevada area, I have great news for you. KMZQ 670 AM, that blowtorch out there, out of Vegas, parts of Eastern California, Southern Utah, Western Arizona, virtually the entire state of Nevada, particularly Las Vegas and Henderson and surrounding areas. I will be filling your prescription for freedom on KMZQ 670 AM in Vegas beginning March 5th, 5 to 7 p.m. live, local time. Can't wait to be out there with you and fill your prescription for freedom. KWEL 1070 AM, Midland and Odessa, Texas. We are filling your prescription for freedom right now. Welcome to the broadcast. Also, KWEL 107.1 FM in Midland and Odessa, Texas. Great to have you here on Armed American Radio as we march across America's airwaves. All right, we're going to jump right into it. Tim Schmidt and I, go way back. Tim Schmidt, of course, the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association, and I can call him my partner in crime here at Armed American Radio. And Tim, if you know anything about the USCCA, this is an organization now 250,000 strong and growing, like-minded individuals. You hear us talk about it all the time on Armed American Radio, on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Tim was on 60 Minutes today with Steve Croft. Now, many of you will shudder and think, oh, they must have hammered him. We're going to find, you know, how did they treat him? I want to play a little bit of a clip here and then go to Tim Schmidt and talk with him. I've got him for the bottom for this half hour until the bottom of this hour. We'll be right back with Tim in a minute. I want you to hear some of Steve Croft from CBS 60 Minutes as he's discussing national reciprocity, which was the premise of the story on 60 Minutes today. Let's take a listen.
Tim Schmidt, that they thought we would come in and we would ask them tough questions, which we did. We would ask them questions that their opponents are raising in the debate.
It's not a constitutional right to carry concealed firearms.
Well, so the Second Amendment doesn't, the Second Amendment simply says the right shall not be infringed.
You're from Indiana.
Right.
Did you grow up with guns?
I certainly went hunting with my father and my grandfather when I was a boy.
Gun control experts say
one of my first jobs at CBS was covering the Southwest and based in Dallas, so I'm no stranger to red state America.
Steve Croft, CBS News, Dallas.
And the people in the six states that I covered had generally had guns and liked guns, and it was just part of their culture. They have a very high confidence in their own ability to use them and to be familiar with them. They're not afraid of them, as a lot of the people in the big cities are.
You went to Midtown Manhattan with Tim Schmidt, who is an advocate for the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. Why did you want to take him to the middle of New York City?
For visuals.
Tell me when you're rolling.
Rolling.
And it was sort of like, okay, let's talk about this in the real world. Let's go and go to a busy intersection in New York City. We went to Columbus Circle and look around and tell me what you think. I knew he wasn't carrying because he would be in violation of the law. He'd be committing a felony in New York. So I wanted to ask him about what it felt like to be in New York without his weapon. Do you feel naked? Do you feel under threat?
I don't, right now I don't feel threatened. I do feel a little bit naked because I do carry quite a bit.
And also challenging him. This is a lot different than West Virginia or Nevada or Arizona.
It is.
Somebody pulled out a weapon and started firing, you could have a lot of collateral damage.
You sure could, yep. And guess what? You could have that same collateral damage in almost any city in the country.
He said, by the way, that he thought lots of people right there were carrying guns.
Illegal guns?
He didn't stipulate
that. I promise you, Steve, right now, there are people walking around us. There at least somebody has a gun.
Really?
We just don't know who it is.
All right, let's go right to Tim Schmidt, founder of United States Concealed Carry Association. I've got so much to talk with you about. Tim, welcome to the show. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, thanks for being here. Outstanding job on 60 Minutes today. It was wonderful. I was really surprised to see them actually not leave on the cutting floor you shredding Steve Croft when he almost came out of his chair and said the Second Amendment doesn't protect the right to conceal carry. And you said to him, not in the part we just saw, that was from the After the Show show, but on the air, you said, well, with all due respect, Mr. Croft, it does. Says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Telling me where I can carry and how I can carry is an infringement. Outstanding move, Tim.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I have to admit, I was awfully nervous. Before the interview, even after, because you know, as we all know, the editing room can make pretty much anyone look how they want. But I'm happy with the way 60 Minutes edited that piece. Granted, I think that the New York City Chief of Police and the DA are wrong, but nonetheless, I'm happy with the way it turned out.
All right, let's go to why you feel they're wrong. We're talking about Cyrus Vance. For those of you who might not know who Cyrus Vance is, might be a little bit too young. Cyrus Vance is rabidly anti-gun. He was Jimmy Carter's Secretary of State during the Carter administration, and he is now the New York County District Attorney, and he hates our right to bear arms. Tim, when he was asked what he thought about national concealed carry reciprocity, he said, and I quote, "I think it would be a disaster for New York and other big cities." Although he couldn't point to any disastrous outcomes of concealed carry reciprocity where is already the law in maybe 38 states, or well, what, 40 states, 42 states, right?
So, exactly. And of course, you know, the thing that they always miss is that there actually is a class of people in our country right now that have national reciprocity. It's called criminals. They can go wherever they want, whenever they want. And if you think that you know, some law is going to make these people, you know, follow it, that's crazy. So they pass all these, you know, restrictive concealed carry laws, and the only people that follow these laws are the good law-abiding citizens like you and I. And in the end, you know, all it does is it makes it harder for good people to defend themselves.
Tim, there was so much meat in that piece. Some of the, and in the next segment, what I want to do with you, because it's going to move very, very quickly, I want to ask you from beginning to end, because I know you were, you know, that was a big interview. I guess I'm safe to say it was probably the biggest interview of your life. Is that true?
Well, certainly. Yeah, I was actually, I watched the interview with my mom, and I was coming. I told her that, the in-studio interview was over 40 minutes long. And of course, you know, they only show 15 right. seconds on TV. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, when we come back from the next break, I don't have time to go into it. I just let you, listener, know that I'll tease this ahead. I want to talk with Tim a little bit about that experience and that 45 minutes on camera and so forth and what was left on the cutting room floor. I think that's important. And Tim, of course, has the inside information there because he was the one in the interview. But until we get to that point, Tim, I felt one of my first big takeaways from watching that was Steve Croft's ability to split the nation. And by that, I mean, it seemed to me that he saw everything between red and blue, period. And he mentioned it, red states, blue states, as if nobody in a blue state wants to exercise their right to bear arms, that we were divided by red and blue. Did you happen to pick up on that, or was it just me?
Oh no, you're totally right, and I mean it's not just Steve Croft that does that. I mean everyone does that, or certainly the left does that, and you and I both know that we actually have a ton of members and customers who want to be able to exercise their right to carry a gun, and they're not conservative. And I mean, granted, I would like to sit down and have a talk with them and help them through their politics, but at the same time, hey, I respect the fact that you know, believe what you want, but if you believe in the natural born right to defend yourself and to carry a gun, then I'm on your team.
Because it is a human right, is what we're saying. It's a human right, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a natural born, God-given human right.
I was a little disturbed by that, and I noticed in part of the outtake that I played from the After the Show, which was the, I guess that's what they call it. I don't know. But overtime, 60 minutes overtime. You can go check that out. I have it up on my Facebook and Twitter if you want to watch the rest of the program and see Steve walking with Tim through Manhattan. You know, let me go there for just a second, too. It almost sounded like he wanted to take you to the city somewhere you'd never been to go, look at all these people. How could you want to carry a gun here? You've got 30 seconds. Did the city scare you, Tim?
It was funny. That question caught me off guard. The first one was, you know, do you feel threatened? And actually, I looked around, like, nope, not right now, but I definitely feel naked because I wasn't carrying. And the crazy thing is that I guarantee you that within probably 100-yard radius, some criminal had a gun. And
of course.
I mean, come on.
Of course. It was New York City. Somebody had a gun, and I liked the way – I couldn't give the theater of the mind. I couldn't paint the picture for you, but you'd have to look at Steve Croft's face when he was saying that all I could give you here was the audio. But it was absolutely fun to watch. When we come back with Tim Schmidt, I want to talk with him a little bit about the overall sense of how things went from beginning to end and how he felt this thing turned out. Concealed Carry Reciprocity, 60 Minutes with Tim Schmidt, founder, USCCA, right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
That rejoinder from Mike Gallagher. You can listen to Mike every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern on the Salem Radio Network. We love him. We're big fans of Mike Gallagher. Thanks for the rejoin, Mike. Gun owners, do you want 100% confidence that you're ready to defend your family? How about great free training and education? This is your absolute last chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete firearms and family defense confidence. I've been talking about this for weeks, but all free copies end right now. Tomorrow there's a new one. If you're listening to the daytime show, Friday was the last time I was pushing this to you on the daytime show. Everything changes tomorrow, but it's still up there right now. You can get it right now at armedandresponsible.com. Get instant access to the USCCA's complete firearms and family defense guide and the audiobook. It's easy, it's quick, it's painless, and it's completely free. You'll finally know what to do when talking to police, how to detect attackers before they see you, how to handle an active shooter, and a whole lot more. Last chance to get it. It also comes with the bonus gun buying checklist for free. Get over to armedandresponsible.com right now before they're gone. This is the last call. Tonight's it. You won't hear me mention that one anymore. It will come back out in the future, don't know, but for now, it's gone. Something new will be there tomorrow after midnight. Also, Unleash the Warfighter in You, warfightertobacco.com, our great new sponsor over there. Use the promo code AAR and get 10% off everything on their site. Great cigars if you've got something to celebrate, cutters, accessories, apparel, coffee, everything cool, great gifts and stuff for you. warfightertobacco.com, USCCAonAir.com. The Gun A Day giveaway is in full swing. Right now, you have 4 hours and 37 minutes and 10 seconds to get the exact manufacturer suggested retail price for a Kimber 1911 Tactical Ultra. No purchase necessary to win. Check out all those sites, all that cool free stuff for you from the USCCA and our latest sponsor, Warfighter Tobacco. Let's go back to Tim Schmidt, founder of the USCCA. Tim, welcome back, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you here. Let me start with this. Obviously, a huge interview. When you got to New York and you sat down with Steve Croft, you had to go into this with some predisposition that you thought, okay, they're going to whack me from the left and from an anti-gun position. After you got into the interview a little bit, how did you feel?
Well, certainly I was nervous, but I prepared well. I have this media coach. Her name is Katrina Cravey. She used to be on Fox 6 in Milwaukee, and she really helped me with, you know, all of the potential questions that they could ask. And you're right. I mean, I was, you know, thinking that they were going to, you know, try to submarine me, but in the end, it actually worked out really well. And as I mentioned before in the earlier segment, we talked for 40 minutes, and you know, that's a lot of time to hang yourself. But I hung in there, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
You ought to be. It came out fantastic, regardless of what wound up on the editing room floor, so to speak. You came across confident. And it's hard not to when you know you're right. Is that a true statement? I mean, I know how you feel about this, Tim. I've known you a long time. But I want to convey it to listeners. When you know you're right, isn't it easy to bring that position across, even if they're hitting you from the other side?
Yes, Mark, it really is. And ultimately, it comes down to either you believe that free people have the right to carry guns and protect themselves and defend themselves, or you don't. And, you know, the good news is that the founders of our country, that's what they believed. And so, you know, I'm in good company. And when I was doing the interview, all I could think about was the quarter of a million customers, the USCCA members,
right,
in my corner and cheering for me. And that really kind of gave me the strength to make it happen.
Well, there's a lot more than that, I can promise you, because my text was going off ding, ding. I had to turn the volume off while you were on earlier today. It was fantastic to see people from all over the all corners of the country cheering you on while you were being interviewed. It was wonderful to see. So let's go to that 45 minutes. I'm a little surprised. Maybe, I know the crux of the interview was national reciprocity, but did they talk to you at all about the product? Did they talk to you a little bit at all about the self-defense insurance? Was that even brought up during the 40 minutes and just didn't make it on air?
Yeah, we talked about it for probably maybe 5 or 6 minutes. And you know, actually, Steve Cross is a great guy. He asked tough questions, but in the end, I thought he was fair. And you know, they did talk about USCCA, but never made it on air. And the other thing we talked a lot about was I had some great statistics that compared the number of people that actually get murdered every year with guns compared to the number of times that responsibly armed citizens use guns to defend themselves. And unfortunately, that didn't make it either, because that's an example of, look, the numbers don't lie.
What do you think he was trying to prove to you? Because I was under the impression, and please, Tim, correct me if I'm wrong on air, but I was under the impression when you were standing out at Columbus Circle in Manhattan that he was trying to prove to you that no good guy could use a gun to defend themselves without causing mass carnage at all. And we know that's not the case, because New York is not the only big city in America. It's the biggest, but it's not the only one. And we know good people defend themselves in cities around the country every day that kind of make his a moot point. Am I right? Did I get that right sense?
Oh, exactly, Mark. I mean, of course, he was essentially making the point that, hey, there's so many people around here, it's impossible to defend yourself. And that's not the case at all, because 9 times out of 10, you don't even have to pull the trigger to effectively use a firearm to thwart a crime. And so, I didn't go down for that path, and I helped them realize that, Steve, there's already people all over the place with guns here right now breaking the law, and the laws that New York has on the books, all they do is make sure that good law-abiding citizens, ultimately can't defend themselves.
Why do you think Cyrus Vance then would push this narrative? And I know the answer to the question, but I got to ask it anyway, because I want to hear the man that was on 60 Minutes today say it. Why do you think that Cyrus Vance and the other anti-gunner, who I won't name, was on the show, would push the narrative that this would be that good law-abiding citizens would be dangerous for New York, when in fact he's got to know that there are millions of law-abiding citizens in other cities around the country and it's not dangerous? Why is he pushing that narrative specifically for New York?
Well, Mark, I think there's two things going on. Number one is, there's many people who have this inborn natural fear of firearms, and they think that the gun itself is actually evil and does bad things. When in the reality, you and I both know it's actually the bad person that does it. So there's a little bit of that, but there's also a little bit of the politicians that want control and power, they don't want their constituents to be able to defend themselves. And I know that sounds a little far out there, but it's actually true.
No, not at all.
Our founders understood that as well.
I believe that people like Cyrus Vance is not a stupid man. Cyrus Vance, I'm sure, as the DA, has the right to carry a firearm in and around New York, and I'm sure he does it with impunity every single day. He just doesn't want you to do it, and I don't think it's tinfoil hat-ish whatsoever to say this, that if Cyrus Vance knows that if you have the right to carry a firearm, it somehow diminishes his power, and I think that's a very fair statement to make. You agree?
I agree 100%. And if he's not carrying a gun, I guarantee you he has a security team that has guns.
Of course. Hey, Tim, we're getting ready to call it quits for the end of this segment, and I appreciate you coming on the air. You know I do, and you know I love you to death. Been doing a lot of work with you for a long time. Let me have you tell people where they can go join USCCA instead of hearing it from me real quick.
Oh, no problem, Mark. The best way to learn about the USCCA is just to go to our normal website, uscca.com. Tons of free information. You can sign up, join some of our subscription lists, and really start your journey to become that responsibly armed American.
You just nailed it, and that was perfect timing. Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. You hear me talk about the USCCA. I ask you to become a member and join us every single day. You just heard from the man, and so did all of America, 30 million plus, just watched you, Tim, on 60 Minutes. Great to have you here. Always a pleasure. Can't wait to have you back. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back with Paul Markle, student of the gun, right after this. All right, gun owners, do you want 100% confidence that you're ready to defend your family? How about great free training and education? Well, this is your absolute last chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete firearms and family defense confidence. I've been talking about it for weeks, but all free copies end Friday. That's it. Last chance, so you have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com for instant access to the USCCA's complete firearms and family defense guide and audiobook. It's easy, it's quick, it's completely free. Plus, you'll finally know what to do when talking to the police, how to detect attackers before they see you, how to handle an active shooter, and a whole lot more. But this is your last chance to get your copy. 164 pages, includes an audiobook that I recorded for you to listen in your car, and it's completely free. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get a bonus gun buying checklist. Go over to armedandresponsible.com right now before they're gone. Last call. Don't miss this essential free guide and audiobook. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. Last chance.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org. Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. You might note that Alan Gottlieb is not with us today. We had Tim Smith come in that first half of the hour after that huge interview that he did on 60 Minutes just an hour ago. It was outstanding, and I was really looking forward to bringing Tim on. We'll be bringing Alan Gottlieb back on next week. And I know a lot of you miss Alan when he's not on the program, but I hope you understand why. We gave him the night off, gave him a break, and brought Tim on. I hope that's okay with you. Welcome back to the show. Also, listeners, boy, that WRCN 103.9 New York, how the heck are you? We talked a little bit about you. Well, not really about you specifically, but we talked about New York City and the gun laws up there and Cyrus Vance and the New York County DA hating your right to bear arms and this and that and the other thing. That's nothing new in New York. And I was a little disappointed in Steve Croft, the way he separated the nation. But I'm not shocked. That's what the media does. I tell you that they create tremendous division in this country, and this is why, and this is how they do it, by simply talking about if you live in one of these blue states or you are diametrically opposed to some type of right to bear arms. Well, here's some information for Steve Croft. Not everybody that lives in a blue state lives in New York City, and not everybody that lives in New York City hates the right to bear arms, lest you might want to believe that. It's not true. But nonetheless, not a surprise to see it. But it was great to have Tim on after that huge interview on 60 Minutes. He did just wonderful. And I was pleasantly surprised to see CBS leave in the editing and not leave it on the cutting room floor. Tim Schmidt pretty much school Steve Croft on the right to keep and bear arms being our concealed carry permit. It was wonderful. New listeners going to be joining the program KMZQ 670 AM Las Vegas, Henderson, Nevada, surrounding areas, pretty much the whole state of Nevada and some Eastern California, some parts of Arizona, Southern Utah as well, coming up on March 5th. If you're listening to us out there in that beautiful state of Nevada, you will be able to pick us up on 670 AM beginning on March 5th. KWEL 1070 Midland, Odessa, Texas, 1070 AM. You're tuned in as of last weekend. Great to be filling your prescription for freedom. Also, KWEL 107.1 FM in Midland and Odessa, Texas. Fantastic to be joining you as well. Lots more to talk about. Let's head over to the student of the gun, one of my favorite people on earth, a gentleman by the name of Paul Markle. This guy's been there, done it, surfed it, and rode that wave. And you can read everything about him at Student of the Gun. We're also going to talk with him about his new book. But first, I want to talk a little bit of SHOT Show with him because he was out in Vegas. Paul Markle, Student of the Gun. How the heck are you, brother?
Oh, I'm just Jim Dandy. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Glad you could join us today. And I got your book, and I sent you some photos. I settled in with a warfighter cigar and started reading your new book, Examining the Armed Citizen. We'll go there in just a minute. First, let me take you to SHOT. Let's go back out to Vegas. Any particular takeaways?
The show's too big, and they need to stop growing it, and they need to learn to say no. How's that for?
No, that's a good, honest answer, and I'll be honest with you. I don't want to play inside baseball to listeners who weren't able to go to the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show, but let me put it this way. It is too big, and they have started to say no, but they've been cutting back a lot on media. This was a little bit less attended, I think, than others, but nonetheless a little bit overcrowded. Is that where you're going? Do you say too many vendors or too many media,
yeah,
too many attendees? What do you think?
It's getting, you know, 5, 6, 7, I don't know how many years we've been in the sands now, but it was too crowded then, and they're adding more booths and more tables and so forth. And you know, there's a lot of folks there with booths, and I think they've been deceived or I guess they've deceived themselves into believing that if they're not at the SHOT Show, then they're not viable in the shooting sports industry. If you're a direct-to-consumer business, you don't need to be there. It's supposed to be an industry trade show where people buy, sell, trade from an aspect of distributors, dealers, and retailers, and wholesalers, obviously, and manufacturers. But if you're a direct-to-customer, if that's your primary thing, you don't really need to be at SHOT Show. You don't need to spend that $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 to be there. You just
Did you get the sense that there were a lot of direct-to-consumers there?
Oh, in the basement? Oh, just half the basement, man, is like that. And you know, I walk by these giant booths from Taipei or Beijing or whatever. I'm like, you know, with these knockoff flashlights and knockoff, you know, this is and that. So I'm like, why are you even here? It's just, I mean, yeah, I guess people are like, well, see, for you say, brothers and sisters listening to me right now, if you are not in the industry, if you're not a retailer, wholesaler, whatever, don't worry about the SHOT Show. Go to the NRA show. It's open to the public. Well, as long as you're an NRA member, but if you're not, you're wrong anyway. So just go to the NRA show. It's in Dallas this year, and it's open to everybody who's an NRA member. And regardless,
did you look aside from that? Did you see any particular product that jumped out to you, Paul Markle, student of the gun, that we have to have?
No. I guess this year was the year of the shoulder brace or the stabilizing brace. There's probably, I'd say easily, in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 different styles and configurations of stabilizing braces, and that's a good thing.
Tell us what a stabilizing brace is for those who do not know what we're talking about.
Oh, well, it's one of those devices that you put on a rifle caliber pistol or even a pistol caliber pistol to stabilize it if you can't use your arm, or even if you can, if you just want a little bit more stability, you slap that sucker on there and works just dandy.
I have an AR-15 pistol behind me in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. I have a pistol brace for it. I'm looking at it right now. I've had it on, I've taken it off, I've had it on, I've taken it off. But there's some information from the ATF about these braces, too, that keep people a little bit leery about attaching one of these braces to it for fear that they're turning their firearm into what's known as an SBR or a heavily regulated gun if it's moved up to the shoulder with what is supposed to be a stabilizing wrist brace. What are your thoughts?
Live like an American, not like a slave.
Quit carry it and use it any way you want.
Live your life. Quit asking for permission to live your life. Or you can move to
that. Well, you know, here's the thing. This is a great opportunity to talk about what law-abiding people do. I have 39 acres that I lease from a lumber company that I can shoot on anytime I want. And I've never seen an ATF agent come crawling out of the woods wanting to know if the rifle caliber pistol that I'm using with a brace has been shouldered while I was shooting it.
Well, they gave up on that anyway. They capitulated. You know, they've flopped a couple of times. And then they're like, oh, it's redesigning it or whatever. Well, they re-memoed that memo, and they're just like, we don't care.
The bigger point that I'm trying to make, Paul, is law-abiding people have a healthy respect and fear of the law. And they think, well, you know, I don't want to put this on here because I don't want to travel from point A to point B with it because I think it might be illegal, where criminals couldn't care less. And I think that's an interesting point to make when we talk about, like you just said, live your life, quit asking for permission. What distinguishes us from criminals is the fact that decent law-abiding people do ask permission. They do want to know if this thing's accurate, right? Or if this memo is accurate.
You have permission. I mean, read the founding documents. Read your own state's constitution. Understand the difference between malum in se and malum prohibitum. And, you know, one of the things that I find just insane is how people seem to, they've been led to the point where it's almost a weird Orwellian situation where they don't even trust themselves.
That's a great point.
You a criminal? Well, no, I'm not a criminal. Then do you not trust yourself? Well, I don't know.
The left would criminalize anybody with a firearm. The left would want to criminalize anybody with a firearm. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about a couple books that you have, one about your cigar book and the other one, Examining the Armed Citizen. I just got my copy a couple days ago, The Historic Struggle Between Man and the State for the Control of Small Arms by Paul G. Markle, Examining the Armed Citizen. It's a great read. I poured through it when I got it the other day. And I'm going to pour through some of it with you, with Paul, right now and find out why you need to have it. We'll be back with Paul Markle, student of the gun, right after this. Don't go away. All right, gun owners, do you want 100% confidence that you're ready to defend your family? How about great free training and education? Well, this is your absolute last chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete firearms and family defense confidence. I've been talking about it for weeks, but all free copies end Friday. That's it. Last chance, so you have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com for instant access to the USCCA's complete firearms and family defense guide and audiobook. It's easy, it's quick, It's completely free. Plus, you'll finally know what to do when talking to the police, how to detect attackers before they see you, how to handle an active shooter, and a whole lot more. But this is your last chance to get your copy. 164 pages, includes an audiobook that I recorded for you to listen in your car, and it's completely free. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get a bonus gun buying checklist. Go over to armedandresponsible.com right now before they're gone. Last call. Don't miss this essential free guide and audiobook. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. Last chance.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Gun owners, I want you to be 100% confident that you're ready to defend your family. Hear me when I tell you this. I want you to have great free training and education. This is your absolute last chance to claim this free guide and your audiobook to complete firearms and family defense confidence. You daytime radio listeners heard me close it out on Friday. It's still up right now. You still got it right now. But tomorrow it changes. Tomorrow it's gone. I've been talking about this for weeks. Okay, this is it. It's the last chance, so you've got to hurry. Armedandresponsible.com for instant access to the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide and the audiobook. It's easy, it's quick, it's painless, it's free. It's free stuff. You heard Tim Schmidt, founder of the USCCA, who just on 60 Minutes earlier tonight, talking about it and how to join USCCA. That's why he was on 60 Minutes. He's a great guy. He's also the founder of this organization. And I did all the voice work for this, 164 pages here. It's the best of the best. Find out what to do, what you need to know when talking to the police, how to detect attackers before they see you so you don't have to talk to the police. It's the best way to win a gunfight is to avoid one. Learn how. How to handle an active shooter and a whole bunch more. Last chance to get your copy, 164 pages. With the audiobook, you also get the bonus gun buying checklist, okay? Armedandresponsible.com right now before they're gone, armedandresponsible.com. Also, Unleash the Warfighter in You, Warfighter Tobacco. These guys got some great Dominican and Nicaraguan cigars. We'll talk about some cigars with Paul Markle because he's got a great book about cigar etiquette. We'll do that in just a minute. But Warfighter Tobacco, got something you want to celebrate? Somebody in your family, you want to give a gift out? This place is the perfect place to go. 100% veteran-owned. They support our program, and we support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. Use promo code AAR, take 10% off everything except those sample packs that are already heavily discounted. AAR is the promo code, 10%. Apparel, coffees, gifts, all kinds of cool stuff at warfightertobacco.com and the USCCAonAir.com. This is specifically for you. The Gun A Day giveaway is in full swing. 4 hours, 9 minutes, and 40 seconds from right now. $1,317 is the check you'll get to buy the Kimber 1911 Tactical Ultra. And all you have to do is activate a USCCA membership right now, and you are in the running for the Gun A Day giveaway. That will flip at midnight, and it's going on through the remainder of the month of February. Don't miss the opportunity. Tons and tons of cool free stuff, all right? New listeners around the country, great to have you with us. A whole bunch of new sponsors coming up we'll be talking to you about in the coming days and weeks. Until then, let's go back over to Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, let's talk books real quick. Let's talk your latest work, which is very cool. Examining the Armed Citizen, the Historic Struggle Between Man and the State for the Control of Small Arms. What struggle, Paul?
Well, one of the things I wanted to point out is the we've been convinced, or at least we're being tried to be convinced, people are trying to convince us that the reason for gun control today is because, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, so forth, they couldn't have known about AR-15s or AKs or the advances in the technology. If, you know, our forefathers would have known that an AR-15 was coming, they certainly would have written something in there to prohibit it. And that's nonsense. Arms control is arms control, and it has been for the entire history of man. And I go back and I cite numerous examples in the book. The Great Britain, you know, exercised arms control against the Scots, against the Irish, against the Indians. They attempted to do it against us, against the colonists in the United States of America. The great sword hunt in Japan, the crossbow ban in the I think it was the 11th century, the 11th and 12th century. I said, do you know that crossbows were banned as being too dangerous in the 11th century? And they're like, what? Yeah, peasants can't be owning no crossbows, man. That's too dangerous. Arms control has been, you know, haves and have-nots for the entire recorded history of man. It's not new. And you need to educate yourself. And people need to understand, you know, especially when we're dealing with these attacks, well, shouldn't you just be reasonable and let us ban this or let us ban that? Or, you know, certainly no one needs this and no one needs that. It's the same nonsense that's been going on for the entire history of mankind.
One thing there's a point that I want to make here, to go back to the beginning of your point about the, for example, if the Founding Fathers could have envisioned an AR-15 or an AK-47, in order to believe that the Founding Fathers would not have wanted us to have the modern firepower of the day, one would have to believe that they wouldn't have wanted modern firepower for themselves, or they would have wanted inferior weapons for themselves to help them repel tyrannical attack, and we know that to be nonsense. It just simply doesn't make any sense, period, across the board, regardless if you want to go back and read the Federalist Papers and so forth. There's tons of information there for you to do, and I would highly recommend that you do that. But one would have to believe that they wanted to relinquish themselves to having nothing but inferior firepower and stay with muskets as everything else progressed. To even believe this is asinine. Correct me if I'm wrong, Paul.
No, they had cannon. I mean, that's what the Redcoats were looking for. One of the things they were looking for on April 19th was cannon and shot and powder. I mean, and you're like, well, that was the Army. The Army had that. No, it was the community. It was the community members, the militias and the training bands, which weren't made up of professional soldiers and police officers. They were made up of the citizens. And after they were done training, they went back and farmed their fields or, you know, to their shops or what have you. But, yeah, our Founding Father had cannon, and they were proud of it.
And they didn't, they wanted to be up with the modern weapons of the time. To believe otherwise is foolishness on your part. Get your head out of the sand. You're a sucker. All right, Paul, let's go to your other gun. Now, did you want to, let's go here. Examining the armed citizen one more time. Anything else you want to point out on this before we close out? Because we're going to move quicker. I've got one more book I want to cover with about 2 minutes to go.
Okay, yeah. Just one of the things is attacking gun control myths or the gun control lies. One of the big ones is the police are there. We have 911. You don't need guns. And it's complete and total fabrication. And in the chapter, the police, basically, we don't need guns. The cops are here. I dispel that with not only my own opinion, but, Supreme Court and several Supreme Court rulings. The police are not here to protect you as an individual.
You do not have a responsibility. You do not have a right to be protected by the police. That's been proven in case after case after case. That's what the Supreme Court, those are the cases that you're talking about. We don't have enough time to go into them, but you can read them for yourself. Your previous book, Cigar Etiquette for Barbarians, you've got about 50 seconds to a minute. This was just a great, fun book. Why'd you do it?
Well, I just wanted to have some fun. I've written a lot of serious things. And the last couple of books before I did the Dad Rules book and then the Cigar for Barbarians book. And just like how not to be a barbarian, how not to screw it up while you're smoking a fine hand-rolled cigar. Just a fun thing. And if you know someone, if you're a dad, you have a dad, you're thinking about dabbling in cigars, pick it up. And all of my books are available on Amazon. And the new book, the one that you just got,
right,
has only been available on Amazon since this weekend. So it's brand new. Paperback,
it is brand new.
Kindle version. Yeah.
And other books by Paul Markle that are on Amazon, I can't go through the whole list, but Faith in the Patriot, A Belief Worth Fighting For, The Intolerant Christian, Examining the Persecution of Faithful Christians in the United States of America, Dad Rules, Wit and Wisdom from a Dad to Whom It May Concern, Student of the Gun, A Beginner Wants a Student for Life, Event Security, Getting Ready for the Big Day, Armed and Smart, A Beginner's Guide to Concealed Carry, and there's more. Paul Markle, studentofthegun.com, studentofthegun.com. Thank you, Paul, for being here. Thanks for all the great work you put out, and thanks for the fun stuff and the cigar book and everything else. That's Paul Markle, Student of the Gun. Pick up everything he has on his website or at Amazon.com. When we come back, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. We're going to cover the stories of the week and some happy ending stories, as we only can with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, Dr. Hawkins. Until we meet in the next hour, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. No caveman would have ever found himself without his club. Back after this with AWR Hawkins.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.